Today, the White House revised its proposal for a congressional resolution authorizing the use of force in Iraq. When senators got a look at the language tonight, the Republicans and some Democrats were supportive, but Democratic leaders remain wary of the breadth of authority the administration is seeking. NPR's David Wellner joins us now from the Capitol. David, the original White House version of this resolution came up to the Hill about a week ago. How is this one different from that one?
Robert, this one is different in that it takes out some language that many lawmakers, many Democrats and some Republicans, found troubling. And that was language that said not only would the president be authorized to use all means he found appropriate, including force against Iraq, but also to restore international peace and security in the region. And some lawmakers thought that gave the president far too much power. So the revised version actually just limits it to defending the security interests of the United States against the threat posed by Iraq. This part about restoring international peace and security in the region became a whereas in the resolution, and it is not the kind of authorizing language that the president had before. There's also some language that says that the president has to report to Congress. It's bound much more to the importance of Congress. I think some lawmakers felt they were kind of left out in the language that was first drafted by the White House. Essentially, it keeps the same authorization for the president to use force that was first proposed a week ago.
Well, if the scope of action, which is authorized by the resolution, is limited to Iraq, and if there is some congressional oversight that's stated in the resolution, does that address the problems that some members of Congress had with the first version?
Well, it doesn't address the problem that some Democrats especially have, which is that it doesn't call on the president to assemble a multinational force to use military might against Iraq sufficiently. It doesn't say anything about timing with the United Nations. It simply calls in a whereas on the UN Security Council to act as it should. There are many Democratic lawmakers who would like to see more specific language calling on the U.S. to assemble a multinational force as it did during the Gulf War in 91.
President could win support for this resolution without, in theory at least, without any Democrats in the House, where Republicans have the majority, and with just a few Democrats in the Senate, where the Democrats enjoy only a very small majority. Is that what we're looking at, or does the president just want a broader consensus than that in Congress?
I think the president would like a broad consensus in Congress. He wants this to look like he has Congress fully behind him, and that's going to require that probably more concessions be made in the language, because Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle said that they're not quite there yet with the language, that more changes do need to be made. Republicans say that they're happy with things the way they are. But there are many Democrats who this week especially have become emboldened to speak out against the administration's Iraq policy. After Al Gore spoke on Monday and Majority Leader Daschle lashed out at the administration for what he called politicizing the Iraq issue, many of them are now speaking out, and they may not join in backing this resolution.
When should we expect a vote in Congress on the resolution, David?
Daschle says sometime next week.
Okay, thank you. NPR's David Wellner speaking to us from the Capitol.